Sick burn. Sick burn. Hey everyone, it's 6:08 p.m. Friday.
Loud, bro. That was loud, bro.
Time for Shut Up Weirdo. Oh man, it's good to be back. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle. We have been forever changed. Nice. We are forever changed.
We are forever changed.
Forever changed.
Man, I gotta tell you, I am like really happy to be here.
You're flying?
This is home. This is the best part of the job. After the marathon, you come back to your little nest of weirdos. You can cradle them and love them and thank them for all their support.
They did. They held us up.
They did. They lifted us high into the air.
Major trust fall, and they were there.
They're saying our mics aren't on.
Yes, they are.
Let's keep going and see if they continue this.
The mics aren't on?
That's what they're saying. I don't hear anything. Your mic's not on. What do we do
now? We're in program.
Did we forget how to do the board?
Did I forget how to do the board?
Can you guys hear us, yes or no? Answer me on the comments board. In the meantime, I'm going to have a sip of this beer.
Are they saying yes or no?
So far, nobody's answered me. Yes or no?
Why don't you yell outside and ask if it's coming? Do they know?
Is there a way to listen to us?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Sounds like I can... Yeah, what the hell is wrong with everyone?
I just pushed the air signal and I heard it.
So everyone else is stupid?
Suck it.
Boy, is it good to be back with the weirdos giving us the wrong information.
Damn. Misinformed.
Stressing us out.
You do sound very loud to me.
Okay, sorry. I was a little close, I won't lie.
I did put down our levels because it felt like we were screaming.
It's just because we're always so pumped.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Oh, man. It sure is.
It sure is.
And I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
I feel great.
I feel pretty good. We want to thank everyone who
supported
us during the marathon. We are very pleased to meet our goal. And we'll be sending out bills soon, so put up.
Put up for Shut Up Weirdos.
Yeah.
Get it?
I get it. This is a good one.
In case you would like to know the status of our tattoos, they have already scabbed over and are healing quite nicely. Thank you.
Mine's so cute.
I'm obsessed with mine.
Great.
It's like the best.
No bad decisions. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm obsessed. I want more. No, it'll diminish the beautifulness of this one.
You can't get any more.
It's so effing good.
Thanks, you guys, for helping us get tattooed.
All right. Well, anyway, back to business.
Yeah,
then,
back to business as usual.
Back to... Wait.
You can't spend an hour gloating.
Well, I totally could. But at work, when we're doing like an A-B test on something and one of them is business as usual, they write B-A-U. All right, we have a topic, and tonight's topic is what would you name your bowling team?
Sounded good.
201-209-9368. Give us a call or join the comments community by going to wfmu.org, clicking on the playlist and comments link. As always, our favorite call gets a free t-shirt. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team?
What would you name your bowling team?
Britney Spears.
Really?
Just kidding. I just heard that one somewhere. Oh. I thought it was funny. Shall we? I don't answer the phone until I have a full board.
I do love bowling. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. This is Shut up, weirdo.
Someone on the comments board is implying we regret our tattoos.
Absolutely
and I would
not.
Like to point out that it is the complete opposite.
Who said that?
Someone whose name is question mark.
Oh, brave. Yeah. Brave soldier.
Anon. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team? And I'm not answering calls until I get one more call.
One more call. One more call. Could be you.
It's the rule.
Do you always answer them in order?
I try to.
Because or else it's confusing.
Well, no, but it's like that person who's been waiting the longest then.
Yeah, but sometimes...
I try to, but once we get going, I lose track. Yeah. I won't lie. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ebola.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I like it.
What's your name?
My name's Ian.
Oh, did we meet you at the...
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say, let's talk about all the people we met. And you were going to be one of the people I mentioned. He was super cute and had long hair and was standing next to us when we were talking crap about someone. And then you looked at him and you were like, don't listen. He was with that super pretty girl with the perfect eyebrows.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yes, you do. You were talking bad about someone.
Yeah. And then, why was it me?
And then Ian was listening. And then you looked at Ian and you were like, don't tell anyone what we were just saying. Ian, true or false?
That happened. And then Frangry grabbed my face.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm sorry you were drunk. It happened.
I believe you. I just...
Who are we talking bad about?
Yeah.
I actually didn't hear. You guys were just, like, really enthusiastic. And then you turned around to me and you thought I heard what you were talking about.
I honestly do not remember this, like,
really?
At all. I black out when I'm, like, two beers deep, though.
That's scary. We made a lot of new friends that night, Ian being one of them.
I don't remember. What other friends did we make?
That other cute guy with the light eyes.
Yo, that dude was unbelievable. Yeah. Who was that guy? He said he's won the show.
Ian's won the show, too.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No. I got him on the list.
All right, well, nice to hear from you again, Ian. Don't remember you at all.
I remember you.
Was I really that drunk?
I guess so. Yeah, you did yell at me in my office, and then you
I did what? What else did I do?
I'll tell you later.
I spit on someone?
No.
Oh, my God. Please tell me.
You didn't spit on anyone.
I spit on something?
No, you didn't spit on anything. You spilled.
I spilled?
Do you remember that?
Where? You spilled when you were on the stage.
Yeah. I know.
That was amazing.
I spilled a beer singing like a punk rock song, and then I tried to clean it up because I'm a nerd, and I was mouthing to Ken like, I spilled a beer, sorry. And then Ira from Yola Tango came up to me and he was like, great performance, but can I give you a tip? If you're singing a punk rock song, you either don't pick up the beer or you kick another one over. He's like, you never clean it up.
I love that story. Plus, I got it for you. All right, Ian, nice to meet you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Tell your friend we say hi.
Okay.
Bye. Wait, what did I spill? Will I get in trouble?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? Well, we weren't in here, were we?
No. I can't tell you right now.
Just tell me.
Can I turn the mics off?
Okay, go.
Take your headphones off so I can tell you.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't know, actually. I don't remember. That was that after everything was over?
Yeah. When you were yelling at me about going home. You were yelling so much in there. You don't remember any of that?
No. I don't remember any of that. I hardly remember being on the stage. Well, I just remember really liking being on the stage.
I'm shocked.
I just remember like really having fun when I was up there. And then after that, everything's a blur. Like most things, I guess, are a blur after that.
Huh. Well, I forgive you for yelling at me.
I had already drank my 6 ounces of vodka by then,
though. You were taking everyone's drinks.
What?
You were taking everyone's flask.
Stop it!
You were.
Who had a flask?
Right at the end of the night, I was like, no, thank you, I don't need anymore. And you were like, gimme it.
That's how I get.
I don't remember who it was.
Like, once I get a buzz on...
Oh, it was Tim, Volunteer Tim, I think.
Who the hell is that?
You definitely know him. Maybe not by name.
I'm just gonna keep drinking this beer so I can forget.
You had a great time, I can tell you that.
Oh my god, I had a great time.
So then what else matters?
Yeah, I don't really care.
You weren't super mean to anyone.
Oh, thanks.
What the hell? Not super mean.
No, I actually was super mean to someone.
Who?
Nobody.
Tell me.
Actually, no, I wasn't mean to anyone. I was actually very nice that night. I was in a great mood. I wasn't. 201-209-9368. Apparently, I black out when I'm drunk, and you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo Call Us. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your bowling team?
Balls.
I just want to keep talking about the marathon forever. Like, forever.
On someone's playlist, I saw they said, who the hell was playing guitar on Negative Creep? That guy really seemed to know what he was doing.
Was that John Allen?
Yeah. I forwarded it to John Allen immediately. It was really funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Freddie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
It's Hey Joe, Let's Go.
Oh, hey, Michelle, Joe. Thank you for the book.
The haiku book.
We love the book.
I was drunk when I did it.
And you can't tell. I didn't notice that. We loved it.
No, I mean, that was, it was beautiful. It was such a nice, thoughtful gift.
It was really fun, too, to do.
That's great. It was really sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. You deserve it.
Thanks.
Great. So I have an answer for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I imagine, like, sexually frustrated cowboys, and they're like, their shoes are like cowboy boots, and they're called the Blue Ball Boys.
Why did it have to be cowboys?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because, like, the Good Old Boys is like an old band.
Oh.
It's in the Blues Brothers, is the reference.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one, the Pin Dingers. I like that.
The Pin Dingers?
That's weird. Your answers are kind of weird.
They're odd.
The Blue Ball Boys? Sexually frustrated cowboys? Well,
it's kind of good.
I like it. Anyways, good luck with the show.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye. Have a good one.
That book was amazing.
It just feels good to press the button.
I bet. It feels good to man the board.
Yeah, it feels good. All of it
feels right.
Good.
Feels right.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah, let me hit it, that button. Yeah! Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh my god, I'm on the radio.
Isn't that exciting?
It's really exciting.
Cool, welcome.
What's King your... Pins.
What?
Oh, come King
on. What do you say?
Kingpins. Oh. That's that movie. I love that movie. Have you watched
it? Yeah, isn't that great?
Is it about drugs?
No, it's about bowling. Woody Harrelson?
It should be about...
Who else is in it?
Who else is in Kingpin?
Wait, I love Woody Harrelson.
You don't... You've never seen this movie? Come on.
No, I don't
I
know
own
what
it. You should come over one night and we can get stoned and
about?
Watch it. It's about bowling.
How could I have never seen it?
You must have seen it.
Who's in it? Who's the sex scene?
I don't remember her name.
No one ever does.
Woody. It's about Woody Harrelson is like a big bowler.
What? What year did it come out? Because I had a couple years where I was really
1996.
Off. I was off the grid.
Directed by the Farrelly brothers and starring Woody Harrelson.
I love the Farrelly brothers.
Randy Quaid, Vanessa Angel,
Randy
and Bill
Quaid.
Murray.
I love Bill Murray!
Dude, I own it. You gotta come over. We can get some stone on and we can watch it.
I don't even know
I watched it last weekend.
I don't know this movie.
Oh, girl, you haven't lived. It's one of my... I own four DVDs. This is one of them.
Is it more than The Big Lebowski?
I don't love The Big Lebowski.
Really? You're opening a can of worms right there, girl.
I'm so alternative. I love Kingpin.
Oh my god, is there murder?
There's murder, drugs, gangsters, sex. There's Amish people, there's bowling.
All my favorite things.
It's funny. It's so good.
I can't believe I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite movies.
I love that Woody Harrelson. I'd love to party with him.
I did.
Yeah, you did party with him.
I smoked the pots with Woody Harrelson in Maui.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was that when you hot tubbed with your teacher?
Yeah. It wasn't just me and him, though. There was, like, a big group of us. We were all naked. Whatever. YOLO. Okay, let's not talk about me anymore. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the radio. Who did you hot tub with? Just kidding.
Was I hot tub with?
No, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
My bowling team would be the Rick Rollers.
Oh, like getting Rick rolled?
What does that mean?
You don't know what being Rick rolled is? Oh my God, seriously, did you just try to Rick roll our show?
I don't.
Out of here.
What does that mean?
There used to be some internet meme where you would like click a link and it would like pretend it was something else. And then when you hit play, it would be that, what's his name? Rick something? What's his name? That song.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, hold on. It's a meme.
There's like two things in a row I don't know about, which I don't like. Something that's trending on the internet.
Yes. See, you got that. Okay. So Rick rolling. Okay, I got it. Is a prank.
Should I turn the thing up?
No. Internet meme involving an unexpected appearance of the music video for the 1987 Rick Astley song Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, I love that song.
So what happens is it's like, watch these hot girls have sex. And you click it, and then a video starts, and it's Never Gonna Give You Up. And it's the video. It's just a prank.
And that's like a thing that happened?
Yes.
What year
like
was that?
A long time.
That might have been the same year that
No, this was recent. No, this was recent.
I will say I don't have a big grasp on the internet.
This was like 2007 or 8. Yeah.
Was it funny?
It was funny for like a second. And then he, like, Rick-rolled himself at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. He, like, showed up, sang the song. I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on.
There's so many different things happening.
I'm teaching you a lot. 201-209-9368.
WFMU.org. 91.1.
What would you name your bowling team?
I almost just burped.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What? Still?
Like, I don't even, like, oh my God, what?
Maybe it's automated.
How is that still happening?
Maybe it's automated.
Oi. Hi, you're on the radio.
This is Larry Noodles.
Hey, Larry Noodles. Been a while.
How's
been a minute.
Going?
Pretty good. How
Long
are you?
Long time no here.
Long time.
Yeah, you don't call me anymore.
We never did.
That wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, man.
What would you name your bowling team there, Larry
Noodles? Well, you know, when I go bowling, I usually strike out, you know. I'm a pinhead.
Shocking.
And
he's calling in with puns.
My mouth is in the gutter. So, the pinhead, gutter, mouth, ball, strikeouters.
Oh, that's a great name.
Catchy.
Yeah.
You like it? You think I'll win the T-shirt?
Yeah, you're on the list.
The pinhead. What was it?
We heard it.
Yeah, you, okay, pinhead, we got it. I wrote it down. Don't worry
about
it.
Thanks, Larry Noodles. Best of luck.
No. Not into it.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. I was just appeasing him.
It's easier to tell people they're on the list. 201-209-9368. By the way, the list is, if we like your answer, we'll put you on it. And at the end of the hour, we pick our favorite caller, and they win a free Shut Up Weirdo t-shirt exclusive, limited edition. And
yeah, because we're running out.
There are not many left.
We are running out. Madman says, split happens. Oh my God, Michelle.
I love that one.
All right,
you get it, right?
I'll put it on the list for you.
Do you get it?
Of course, I know what a split is. I've been bowling before. Remember, I was like actually good.
I got a turkey last time I went.
I've never gotten a turkey. Madman, you're on the list with split happens. 201-209-9368. So in Kingpin.
I can't believe I don't
Woody
know this
Harrelson
movie.
Is like a really good bowler. Then he gets caught up with Bill Murray.
What's Bill Murray do?
Who's like also a bowler, but a con man. So he cons people when they're like betting on bowling. So he finds Woody Harrelson. They go to bet on something. Woody Harrelson loses his hand because they shove it in the bowling thing.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
And you don't love it?
Maybe I don't remember it.
And then Woody Harrelson's like a total drunk.
Does he have an arm?
He has like a rubber arm with a ring on it. And then Rudy Harrelson's like a total drunk, so he finds this Amish guy who's really good at bowling and takes him touring to like win competitions.
Okay, no, I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's so good.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's so good.
You could cook me some Blue Apron?
Yeah, absolutely. You know I love to cook. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team?
I love to cook, too.
She's going to have to wait a month.
I can't believe we're both single.
Unless it happens tonight. It's going to have to wait a month. What do you mean? I'm always single.
No, you're not.
Nobody's bringing me down.
It's a great way to look at a relationship.
Sorry, it's the truth. Hi, you're on the radio.
Kingpin was fantastic.
I know.
Sorry.
One of the best.
Wow.
I'd like to say the shiny balls.
Ew!
Mine was just balls.
Yeah.
I like shiny ones better.
Shiny balls is good, too.
Hairless balls.
Yeah, the hairless shiny balls.
I like that.
Shiny hairless balls. All right.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. This is the part where you answer tonight's topic, which is what would you name your bowling team?
All right. My bowling team would be called the Mahogany Earmuff.
What the hell?
I don't get it.
It sounds good. We would wear bowling outfits that are sort of, you know, disco, R&B inspired, you know, silver, gold lamé. So, that's my vision.
Okay, good. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Weird. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what would you name your bowling team? She clearly doesn't know that what we like is puns.
But I do think the men are being very obvious.
Yeah, we need some good stuff, guys. Come on.
Meet in the middle with the thinking piece.
We haven't been here for 2 weeks. We want to know what's the name, what are they wearing, is there, like, who are the people on the team, is there, like, a move you guys have? Like,
ooh, a signature move?
Yeah, come on, guys.
Bring it. It's time to bring it.
Come on, weirdos. You brought it last week. You brought it the week before. Bring it. Bring it again.
We didn't have to drink that shake.
Oh, thank God. We got in trouble.
We didn't get in trouble.
We got scolded.
We didn't get scolded exactly.
We kind of got scolded.
You got scolded. I didn't get
You just
scolded.
Weren't in the room.
I don't like to think that I got scolded.
We did. We got scolded.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You did. I didn't.
You just happened to not be in the room.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But you know what?
What?
We got tatted!
Well, there was no way we were going to get out of that if we didn't drink the shake.
Listen, can I just say that the shake was
The shake was actually worse.
It was worse than anyone can imagine. And what I never took into account when we thought of it was the smell of the shake. When Michelle and I walked into the room where the shake was after the show... Yeah, I mean, we were gagging. Like, we wouldn't have been able to swallow it.
People
There's
would have been
no
even
way.
More mad.
Yeah.
I don't even think I would have been able to put it in my mouth.
No, me either. We would not have been able to drink
when
it.
When I took my Vitamix and then dumped the thing in the toilet, I was, like,
gagging.
Retching.
Yeah, no. There's no way we would have been able to drink it.
It was, like, steaming.
It was a good stunt. I guess I just never really thought about the smell.
I don't know if it was a great radio stunt.
It was great. It was great. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, honey.
Hey, what's up, pal?
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, thanks. I have two of them because I used to be on a bowling league, like on like five of them.
Cool.
So the first one was Beer Frame, and the other one was woohoo. And every time you got a strike, you had to yell woohoo.
Cute. That's cute.
And they called me Giggles.
They called you what?
I used to do that. I would just burst out laughing. I was the loudest one in the bowling alley.
That's cute.
I was getting a straight woohoo coming along.
You sound fun, lady. What's
yeah,
your
we
name?
Like you.
Excuse me?
We like you. What's your name?
My name is Eileen.
Eileen, we like you. You're funny.
I'm actually on Facebook with you guys also.
Oh, really? Cool. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too, sweetheart. Love you.
Sweetheart.
I like being called sweetheart.
I hate it.
Why?
Andy Plans called me sweetheart a couple weeks ago. I went buck wild on him.
Why?
Buck wild.
Why don't you like
it? He was terrified.
Why don't you like it?
It's so condescending.
I don't think it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't find it condescending.
I got so mad.
Do you like babe?
I mean, maybe it was just the context.
You were probably just mad at him for something else.
No, we were arguing about politics, and at the end of his point, he said, sweetheart. And I was like, well, oh, hell no.
That's context. That's different.
I went nuts. Like, you can only imagine.
No, I'm glad I wasn't there. It sounds awful. Poor Andy.
Poor me.
No.
Being disrespected.
I think in that situation, poor Andy.
He knew what he was saying. Mm. He was saying it to the wrong girl.
That sounds awful.
All right, Ken from Hyde Park on the comments board is on the playlist, yes. And he's also on the list with bowl movements.
Dumb.
Good.
Funny. Stupid. I like it.
201-209-9368.
You think that guy with the light eyes is going to call you?
He should. He should email me, ask me out.
I touched his back.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that
back.
Creep move I did?
He had, like, a baseball shirt on.
Like
we
that.
Were creeping on him so hard, though. No guy's going to want a girl that's creeping on him that
I
hard.
Didn't really want him. I just wanted to creep on him.
Oh, no. I wanted him.
I didn't.
I did want to creep on him, too, though.
It was funny to
it
creep
was funny.
On him.
It was really funny. I asked him, when you call the show, do we hit on you? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, well, at least we knew what we were doing. And I was like, that was so awkward. And then I walked away. He was like, no, it was funny. And I'm like, I'm leaving. It's like so weird.
Yeah, but he was probably like 26.
Yeah, he thought it was funny. Whatever. Who cares? He's like a kid. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team? Hi, you're on the radio. I didn't know what number I was on. Hi, you're on the radio.
The all men's team, the Alley Dogs.
What?
Instead of Alley Cats, the
God,
Alley
this
Dogs.
Sucks. Yeah, huh? All right.
Okay,
have a
thank
good
you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster.
Hi, Rooster. Hey, hi, Scott.
Scott, thanks for your letter.
Oh, good. Did you get a package along with the letter?
I did not. And in the letter, he said the present, and I was like, I didn't get a present. I thought the letter was the present.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come.
I'm sure it'll get here.
Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, the letter will make more sense once that package arrives.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have good news.
What?
I know.
I have three new listeners for you tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we love new listeners.
Yeah, we got my friend Spider.
Nice. That's so cool.
Are you guys all named after animals?
Rooster, Spider, and...
Yeah, and my friend Tippy.
Hey, girl.
Tippy?
We need to rename Tippy to, like, Kitty or something. So that you all
That's
have animal
nice.
Names.
You have friends hanging out with you. You must be having so much fun.
Yeah, Michelle and I don't have any friends.
That's not true. I have a million friends.
Yeah, Spider hooked up his computer and dialed in the radio station, and so we've been listening to you tonight.
Good.
Are you guys having a blast?
All right. What would you name your what is it? Baseball
so
team?
Cute. Bowling team.
Bowling team.
The Knuckle Draggers.
What does that mean? These aren't as funny as I thought they would be.
That one's a little funny.
When you deliver a bowling ball, where are your knuckles?
Close to the floor.
Oh, got it. All right. Yeah.
Okay. And Scott and I are sometimes referred to as Neanderthal knuckle draggers.
Oh, that's I see. Why. Okay, that's why. Okay, got it. All right. And have a good one.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
All right, good. All right, have fun with your friends, Rooster. Make good choices.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Good one.
Bye, Scott.
201-209-9368. People need to bring it.
I thought people would be funnier.
Oh, my God.
What?
Robin. Robin's Lane of Pain.
Yep.
If you want to cry, go sing karaoke. I mean, it's not, we can't give Robin the t-shirt
every
week.
Yeah, we just can't. Although she does usually deserve it.
Yeah, these aren't as funny as I thought they would be. I won't lie. Like, even the ones who are now bringing concepts aren't that funny.
I mean, we're just getting in the swing of things. It's only 35 after.
Oh, The Simpsons used pin pals. That's kind of funny.
That's cute. 201-209-9368. 9368. This is WFMU, broadcasting live out of Jersey City, and you're listening.
Don't give the address, Michelle.
I didn't.
Okay.
You think I'm a psychopath?
You did that one time.
Anyone can look online and see the address.
That's true. Just not tell them that, though. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Like, hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, just Ted. Oh, hey, Ted. What's up? Thank you for your very generous pledge.
And the cookies and the shoes and all the other presents.
And everything.
Oh, I drank the wine last night. It was delicious.
What, you got wine? I didn't get wine.
It made me miss the wine of the month club.
How'd you get wine?
Ted gave me a bottle of wine for my birthday.
Oh. And shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they fit?
Yeah, they fit.
Okay, cool. Okay,
All right, I'll just sit over here jealous.
I'm sorry, Frank.
I'm just kidding.
That's how I like you.
My time of the year is in December.
So now,
what? Talk louder, Ted.
Ted, talk louder. Get out of the cave. Get out of the cave, Ted.
Yeah, we can't hear you. You got to talk louder.
I said that'll be like an extra present for Michelle.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, what's your bowling team?
Well, I have one. For me, it's kind of a little bit lame, which I guess is fitting. The cold turkey.
The what?
The cold turkey.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Because he's sober.
The context.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually, yeah. Ted.
That's good, Ted.
Wow, Ted, we're proud of you.
Okay, and then I have a couple.
Oh, now you're going to ruin it.
No.
Why don't you just stick, like, go out while you're good?
Because these would be for, like, for your team.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right. So I'll just the one that I thought of for Michelle's team, the Bluff Ballers.
See, Ted, not as good.
I didn't think cold turkey was that good.
It's better than the Bluff Ballers.
All right, what's mine?
Yours would be Gutter Fingers.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Because I imagine that bowling with you involves a lot of giving of the finger.
Huh, that is true. You did give the finger a lot when we went.
Oh, I didn't.
You know, and
I did not.
You do give the finger a lot.
I was doing great when we went bowling. Why would I give you the finger?
You love giving the finger.
I do love giving a finger.
You were giving the finger all over the place. Those pictures I took of you on that snow mountain that looked like was covered in blood.
That was not bowling.
It's just in life.
That was after a show. I was hammered after the tattoos.
I was sober as hell.
No, you weren't.
Give the finger with such joy, and that's for life.
Frankly. All right. Whatever, fine. I'll take it.
Thanks, Ted.
But we were right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
On kicking butt on the marathon.
Thank you.
Thank you. We did kind of win it.
Couldn't have done it without ya.
Oh, well, yeah, you could
have. All right, have a good one. Probably not, but okay. Take the compliment, just Ted. Jeez. Nobody's really, like, brought it tonight. What we want to know is, what would you name your bowling team? We want funny ideas. Let's do this. Let's get this done. Hi, you're on the radio.
Joby, like, yeah, and Todd, if Todd just left the building.
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's cute.
That's funny.
And on the playlist, I said the Pindigo Girls.
That's pretty good,
I
too.
I like the other one better.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I will.
I can't believe it's not Gutter. That's good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah, my bowling team would be basically called Slow Your Bowl.
Slow Your Bowl!
You like that one?
You trash talk a whole lot. And we'd get all Charlie Sheen on them.
Yeah.
When we did well, we'd scream pinning at them.
Pinning!
Hey, I like it that you have a concept.
At least this guy has a whole idea.
Right, right. What's your name, buddy?
This is Matt.
What's your name, idea man?
Wait, is this the hot guy?
Are you the hot guy?
This is Matt from the...
This is the hot guy!
Wait, you're the hot guy? From the marathon?
Yeah.
How old are you, dude?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 28.
Yeah, he's too young for us.
No. 28 is not too young.
He's too young for
26
us.
26 is too
young. Do you
have
a girlfriend?
No, I do not, actually.
So how come you didn't hit on either of us?
Yeah, why didn't you do
what
that?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, Franger, I was talking to you, and you got all awkward.
Yo, I didn't get awkward. I got drunk. There's a difference. Well, maybe okay. There's not much of a difference.
Well, there you go.
All right, call me.
I just did.
All right. Well played, my friend. I'm also, well played.
At this point, I don't know what to say. Am I blushing?
No, but this is very exciting for me.
All right. All right, Matt. Have a good one.
Okay, keep running.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm running away from him is what he's trying
cute.
To imply?
I think he's cute.
He knows how to contact me.
You should go on a date
And not
with
on
him.
The air.
You should go on a date with that dude.
He hasn't asked me out yet.
He will.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, what's up?
The bowling team tendon floods.
What does that mean?
I bleeped it.
Why'd you bleep it, Michelle?
I don't know. I got scared. It was real
dirty. That sluts and bitches are okay to say.
Yeah, sluts and bitches is fine. We didn't know what that first word was.
Tandem. Like two.
Oh. Are you implying that it's Michelle and I?
No, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? I don't believe you.
That's your own conscience.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, you sang backup on that song.
You got Nick's tickets. I don't believe you. You at your mama's house.
Song Changes asked me, he's like, you pledged a mouse pledge.
All right, buddy, bye. Hi, you're on the radio. We're going to end the show with that song.
Hey, how about Living on a Spare?
Wait, that was good. I'm writing it down. I'm drunk.
I'm getting there.
What's your name?
Doug.
Doug, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
That was as long for a show you were saying isn't good.
Y'all have a good night.
There's only four.
Y'all have a good night.
Usually I gotta turn it over.
Maybe you're just writing real big.
I like to go big.
800, no. I just gave the pledge number out.
That too! I mean...
Yeah, you can still keep pledging. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. When I did my morning show, I accidentally gave out the phone number.
Robin just said, that man brought so much game, I think I want him on my bowling team.
Damn, he did have some game.
Did he?
I think so.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now you're just trying to play hard to get.
Shh. No, honestly, I don't think he has much game, but...
He's cute. He's cute enough to go on a date with.
Yeah, he's cute. His eyes are like, what? Let's stop talking about him. Let's move on with our lives.
Please do.
I got stuff going on.
Yeah, I have stuff to do.
Like the phone number. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank Gray. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
How do you feel about the Rolling Stones?
I like it because I love the Rolling Stones.
I'm pretty sure growing up that was my dad's bowling team name.
Pretty sure that's amazing. That's Does he have cute. A jacket?
I don't know. He still has his bowling ball.
Oh, my God. Can you ask him if he has a jacket and then can you send it to me? Can you give it to me?
What, the bowling ball?
The bowling jacket.
Yeah, if he's got it.
Sure. Oh, my God, please.
Whoa, that's a Michelle move.
I really want it. Stuff. Can you imagine a jacket that says the Bowling Stones?
That would be very cool.
Oh, my God, will you give it to me?
Yeah, if I can find it. Right.
All right, what's your dad's name?
Raymond.
Oh, Raymond. Hot. I like it. I'm just hitting on everybody
today. Yeah, what the hell, bro?
Why, man? It's been a while.
Slow your roll.
Why? I'm drunk and it's been a while.
On a roll. Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, we get it. All right, buddy. Have a good one. I look forward to getting that jacket. Don't forget to get it for me. Bye.
Oi. That would be killer if you got a jacket.
I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
The Nathan Lanes.
Yeah. That's okay.
It's pretty. It's fine.
All right, have a good one. Marcus on the comments board says, we don't give a split. And then King Dean says, who gives a split? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, sweethearts. How are you?
Hi, Aaron.
I don't like it, Aaron, but I'll take it.
Before I tell you my entry, I just wanted to say I kinda messed up last week and accidentally pledged $365 a month. And gave Ken a false sense of hope and a heart attack.
That's okay. Ken told us what happened. We still made the goal.
So, my name would be Four Wheels and Two Balls.
That's good.
Sorry. Had to.
Yeah, you had to. That's pretty good. Thanks, Aaron. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
If I would have a bowling team, back in my day, we would call ourselves the Gutter Girls.
Classy.
Cute.
Gutter Girls. Now
I'd hang out with them.
Gutters. After a couple of cocktails, everybody gets a little slutty.
Yeah.
Girl, don't I know it.
You've come to the right place.
Welcome. All right, have a good one, sister.
You make my drive home every Friday night.
Good, that makes us happy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Have a good one. Robin says, don't know if he got a strike, but sounds like he could get a split. Come on, that's good.
She's amazing. She's real good.
Do you think she's ever going to come visit us?
Yes. She used to live closer. She used to live in Austin.
I feel like she should come visit us one time.
Think it'd be fun?
Yeah.
Would it be weird?
No way. Why would it be weird? She's like one of us.
I know, but everything weirds me out.
I'd be there. Don't you worry. I got you, girl.
Thanks, bud.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My bowling team would be all gay girls, and it would call... I think I would call it the triple hole teasers.
Wow!
It takes the thinker.
That's
or
something.
Triple hole teasers or third hole thrillers.
Whoa! Know. What's your name?
Lulu.
Lulu?
Yeah.
Damn.
Lulu!
On the list, buddy.
Lulu, you little slut. Yeah. You're on the list.
You little minx.
I mean, wow. I feel bad for any guy who comes across you, Lulu. You will tear him up.
That's damn right.
Eat him alive, spitting him out.
She said that's damn right.
Yeah. Good for you,
is that
girl.
Okay? Damn's okay, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Thank okay. you for asking.
I'm a little rusty.
All right. Lulu, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Nasty.
Oh, yes, you are, my friend.
Damn, she's cool, right?
I want to hang out with her, too.
Yeah, you're cool.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, guys. You guys are cool, too.
Thanks, bud.
That was funny.
We're making all kinds of new friends tonight.
Everyone on the comments board is saying Robin should come for the meetup. I don't know what meetup
what
we're talking
meetup?
About. Because we haven't scheduled one.
Of what meetup? What month is this? I just forgot.
Right now?
March.
Yeah. The next thing that's happening is the record fair.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome.
Are we going to speed date again? I think we should. That was fun. We had a good time. Don't act like you didn't.
I didn't have a good time at that show, but I'll do it again.
It was a great show.
I liked it that we had weed mints that weekend. That was my favorite part.
201-209-9368.
What are you laughing at?
Dale says, wouldn't Lulu's team be called Les Winness? That's funny, though. Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you pick a winner yet?
Not yet.
How about Balls to Men?
Balls to Men?
I don't think that's right.
Like Boys to Men?
Yeah, because instead of boys, it's balls.
Yeah, I get it.
Thanks,
bowling,
for...
You know?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, got it. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have a good one. Wow. Hi, you're on the radio.
Mine's out of the gutter or gutter talk.
Oh, genius. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, how about this for a bowling team motto? We get the lanes, parentheses, it ain't road rage.
Oh, genius.
Oh, thanks. Is there something else I get?
No, you don't get anything.
Just the glory of being on WFMU.
I clapped for you. That's enough.
Oh, I'm too excited already.
All right, buddy.
I'm sure you are, okay. Pal.
Okay.
Have a good one. I'm sorry. It was just so bad. 201-209-9368. What would you name your parentheses bowling team? I use parentheses.
You use them weird.
Robin wants us to come to California.
Where does she live? San Fran?
I ain't going to no San Fran.
I wish she still lived in Austin. My best friend from high school lives there.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the pinpricks?
I like that one.
Of course you do.
What do you mean, of course I do?
Because you're a slutty girl.
No, girl, I'm not.
I got another one. It's probably not as good, though. This is more of like an idea for a skate rink bowling alley called Skatin' Alleys.
That's so weird.
I don't get it.
All right, have a good one. These answers are so bizarre. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Bob in Chicago.
Hi, Bob in Chicago. What's your bowling team name?
How about the Bowling Green Massacre?
Oh, well played. That was a Kellyanne Conway reference for those who don't know. All right, have a good one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your bowling team name?
I split on my face.
Ew. I mean, just like, ew. Are you laughing, mister?
No.
Not at all, right?
Me either.
Yeah, me either. Like, are we 2-year-olds right now?
No.
He's like, no.
I like that one. It's stupid.
All right,
funny.
Have a good one.
No.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your bowling team name?
Hey, what's up, guys? All right, so, like, my team's going to be, like, all decked out in, like, American flag uniform and stuff, and we're all going to be all patriotic and stuff. Team name's going to be called the Stars and Strikes.
Oh, the Stars and Strikes.
Right?
Yeah.
Cute.
Into it.
Thanks.
Well done, my friend. I like that you thought of the outfits.
Yeah, I do like that you thought of the outfits.
Yeah, it's the most important part.
You're right.
What's your name?
My name is Phil.
Phil, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Wait, I won a t-shirt before, though.
So
that's
okay.
You can win another one.
Yeah, some people have won 4. They're what we like to call our champions.
You can have a different t-shirt.
Okay, you're crossed
out. Off the list.
You're off the list.
Later, Phil.
Sucks for you, Phil.
What an idiot. He could have gotten a different shirt.
I know. 201-209-9368. What would you name your bowling team? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle Fangry?
Yeah.
Hi.
Cool show.
Thanks.
I'm an old-time bowler from Milwaukee.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, my friends, we used to, like, dress up like Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. You know? What does that have? Okay.
Our bowling team was called Third Hole from the Sun.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah, well, love the show.
All right, thanks. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, radio?
Don't be scared.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the Spare Me Your Gutter Talkers?
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the Ball Boys?
We've already gotten that one. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Hi, not that bad.
Okay?
What?
Oh boy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, are you still doing bowling names?
We are.
I bleeped it. That doesn't even make any sense.
What's happening?
I don't know. Try
Should I cross some people out?
Yes, please do.
We've got split happens, bowl movements. Slow your bowl, I think is obvious. Sorry, Matt. Call me, though. You can email me and ask me out. Living on a spare? Living on a spare is kind of... Billy Jam just laughed.
I like it.
All right. We have the lady who called in with triple hole teasers, which
I just like
personally
her.
I liked.
I also like her. Was that Lulu?
Yeah.
I love that name.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Keith. Love the show. Both my grandmas were on a bowling team together back in like the 60s, and they called themselves the Golden Guzzlers.
Oh my God!
That's awesome.
Yeah, so if I ever had a bowling team, I was in their memory.
The Golden Guzzlers.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
It wouldn't have been as funny without the story, though, see?
No, yeah. Some of them need context. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would you name your bowling team? We have a few minutes left. You could win a free T-shirt. Mr. Bull says, smells like teen split it.
That almost works.
Yeah.
I want it to work more than it does.
Yeah, same. 201-209-9368. Nobody's calling. What do we do?
What do you mean nobody's calling?
Nobody's calling.
Call now, you'll get through. 201-209-9368. We have about 4 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo until Billy Jam takes over.
You could be the last call of the night if
That'd
you
be
call
so
now.
Fun.
Yay! Hi, you're on the radio. Wow. Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh my God, I'm gonna lose my mind.
What happened? 201-209-9368. Call now.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Spare me all the balls.
Wow.
What?
Spare me all the balls. Hi, you're on the radio. What the hell? I think that line's broken.
Maybe they've been waiting.
They haven't been waiting. I'm answering immediately.
Is it broken?
Hi, you're on the radio. No, they're just stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My bowling team name would be Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Someone just said it.
Actually, hers is better.
What did they say?
Smells Like Teen Split It.
Oh, no, hers is
Smells
better.
Like Teen Spirit
That's
is better.
That's the answer we're
That's
looking
the one.
For.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what's wrong with Split It.
Right.
Yeah.
Smells
that
Like
it's
Teen
not
Spirit. That's good.
Well played, sister.
What's your name?
Thank you. Molly.
Molly, I like it.
All right, have a good one, Molly.
You too.
See, the boy couldn't think of it.
Yeah, it had to be a girl who fixed it right on up.
Yep. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, she
so
said
So obvious.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Bull.
Smells Like Teen Split It.
Oh my God, I'm getting mad.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, you're so right. It's so obvious.
That's good. I like hers.
Living on a spare is good,
I
too.
I love living on a spare, and
how
I
How will
love...
we decide? Should
and
we make Billy
we
Jam
ever
decide? Billy Jam, which bowling team name do you like better? Living on a spare or Smells Like Teen Spirit?
The latter.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. Molly, you're the winner. Email me your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
What about Lulu?
Sorry, Lulu. We love you. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention, Lulu.
We don't give those often.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, please keep it locked. That's what people say.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah!
Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need a mountain to cast so I can roll up, hop in the whip and like bounce to the ab. I get high cause I'm in the hood, the guns is around. To take a blunt just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather roll something up. Cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip, grab my guns and hold something up. I get high as a kite, I'm in the zone all alone. My eyes must get up with them, so I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come to splatter the hood. Every day, every night. Hey yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer see his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause I'll be up better to do. And I'ma never give up myself up for better than you. Every day, every night. I'ma smoke till my lungs collapse. I'm from an era where niggas cause terror over guns and crack. Where dollar bill is powerful. I smoke weed cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. High for a living, got to ride for a living. With my real gangster niggas that'll die for a living. Got this shit get as high as I could. Cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood. But I'm understanding it's full surface to you. I don't smoke the weed if it ain't purple or blue. And you can name many. Rap it. If you want, he could die. Anybody. This is SP dumping in you, bitch. I get high. Every day, every night.
Set the roof on fire, burn down the house. Ring the alarm, I'm bringing the storm. Worldwide, I got them singing my songs. Nothing but love in the air. Say a prayer, stay prepared. My buzz ain't come from drinking beers. Haters scared when I appear. It's the end of your career. That's vivid and clear as day. Perfect picture painting, illustrating, getting anxious. Forget being famous. Wanna be healthy and paid. I'm the sun, no shade. Shine bright in the diamond. They won't faze me. In the zone like Kobe when he threw up 80. My music crazy. Now we're never the movement, baby.
Fine, exquisite business taste without grace. A savage romance in the habit. A place I establish. Add its weight for the madness. Ratchet approach, toes clapping through coats. Defy your list, spark. How you learning the will of a driver. I am turning the wise current, yo. Back to back, revenge of the A-stack is the Jack May watch. I like my coattail, you fur when walking. Those slugs that you catch at a ring bell, tell if you step. Blessed ways that have guided. The slick
chance with a pimp's hands. The fifth of blick dance on the weak stands. The rebellion mind as I stargate my exit to intercept with. Yo, my prime is leader, speaker, Alpha Wolf, Arctic. Honestly, never shortchanged. The poster shine favorite, the smoke cloud hazy. I walk through, I spark through neighbors if nosy. The justified right in hindsight, pull a clock's back. Knowing Poe had the upper hand. I'm more like AC, what a shot back. Shot
hardcore
back,
lyricist, starborn genesis. Hard on for feminists, tentative to my sentences. Venison sizzling, goons on my attendances. Venomous finishes show you what vengeance is. My vintage is imminence. My self we feminine. Tenement littering, illiterate with dividends. Killers in the tenant bins. Bust you if it benefits. Snips and they know what the business is. Knock the off. At least I never drop my spliff. Cock the fifth. Start shooting like Stoyakovich. Cochran rich. Getting money off my cockiness. Rocky wrist. Became the champion like Rocky did. Hard work and dedication. Fake nation relations. Get ovations from gauges throughout you Satans. Freemason invasions predicted throughout the ages. Fly like a raven, I'm pages from Dilla's basement. I'm ageless, you're waveless. I'm gracious with greatness. The stainless, audacious, aimless, vivacious. I rap this way. For the green like St. Patrick's Day, clap the K. Or swing the fist like I'm Cassius Clay, bash your face. By the way, you niggas raps is gay, I'll smack your bae. Sitting on chrome like I'm Master Ace, born to roll. Cornerstone of the cornerstone, overdose. See too many die, just overdose, overdose.
Riding the trains when I was younger, you know, looking at, you know, all writers. A lot of new writers around, like they, you know, you talk to them about a lot of all writers. See, they don't even know what you're talking about.
E-bottles filled up with Dennis. Trespassing, getting up right on the premise. Gunshots miss me by mid-inches. Pulled the all-nighter, crashed out on the benches. Old soul on my road to riches. I thought I told you, bitches. These some Noah scriptures, uncensored. Proceed with discretion. Before you come through, flexing heed to the western. Like Bucktown, USA. It ain't no way, you ain't gon' pay. It ain't the time of day. Are you out cupcaking with bae? We be outside caking, okay? You got Nathan to say. Shit, my AK aching to spray. Let the dough rise to bakery, wait. You been patiently, wait. For something this high in caliber. Supreme algebra, you carry you. Lavish years, months, decades. On to the next wave, press play. You the one that drama king, K-Slay. Crime scene, bring the yellow tape. Boy, you up to wait. Why you put your help in safe? Ooh, that's another fake. Get a whiff of this fish scale. You're like, you don't want to sacrifice like Ishmael. Since Bell Bell shit been real. Frontin' like you ill. Shit, I done turned up 10 days. Got me back on my duffel right to the crush. I'm flipping out more of these on those. So my poppy niggas are cut. So could get them things out on the muscle. And lock in with the knuckles. Break day, pull